So, all right, so here's how it works. The notes C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C is a C major scale.
Right.
And that the intervals of that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right? Right. This is called the Ionian.
That's
Ionian. I-O-N-I-A-N. Now, if we make D the tonic.
Dorian.
Actually, we should play around in.
It would D minor.
Just play around in C major Ionian for a minute. Like play, do a C major scale.
Okay.
And we're just gonna play, you know. Careful, don't play anything outside. Don't play minor pentatonic.
I couldn't help.
Play only, play only major scale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Even the flat 7, don't play flat 7. No. Yeah, we're talking totally happy. Julie Andrews running over the hillside. You know, there was never any crime or any.
Okay.
You know, totally like the happiest, go luckiest thing you could think of. This is why I chose the corny progression like that on purpose, you know. Ionian is very purely happy, you know. You did it perfect. And many great, I mean, this is not to minimize the power of Ionian. I mean, you know, it reminds me of the Dire Straits, the Walk on Life, you know. Hang on 1 second. It's like. Wait. Oh, because it starts on the fifth. My bad. Such a happy song. Everyone loves that song. I love that song. How can you not? You'd have to be a total Grinch not to love that song. So this is not, you know, on Christmas carols and kids songs and blah blah blah. You know, most songs are either pure major or pure minor. This the word for pure major is Ionian. We can move on now. Now D becomes the tonic.
It's Dorian.
This is Dorian. Now how did you know it was called Dorian?
Because you told me it was the Dorian.
Just like this did, right? Mm-hmm. But the important thing is, what is Dorian? So, we're going to look at the notes D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D in relation to. Now, remember, this is D is the tonic, sir, so stay with me. D is the tonic. So, D has to be a 1.
Right.
E is.
The 2.
The 2, meaning it's the same note, it's the same as the second note in the key of D major.
Yes.
D major, how do we get to D major when we're in C major? Because D is the tonic, and everything in our Western. Harmony gets its name from, all our intervals get its name from the major scale. It's some type of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7. You understand that. I'm just explaining for the benefit of people. So he knew that was a 2. So
F is still good because it's the third note in the key.
But remember, we're focusing on D now. So it has to be analyzed in relation to the key of D major.
D major, not D minor, which I'm thinking.
You got
D
minor it.
Because key of C, okay. My
that's
bad.
Right. And so this is a common point.
It's a flat 3.
Flat 3, that's right. Because for the purposes of everyone listening, the notes are D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D. And if you had a D major scale, it would be. But instead, we got. So that third is flatted. Right? And we'll continue on. The G is the
four is good.
Fourth. A is the fifth.
Still good.
And what's the B?
In the key of D major? Is the 6.
Good. Good. My suggestion, I see you doing it in a different position. Choose the same position you played your C major scale in. Because then there's no issue of fingering. Yeah, so you got it. The 6th, okay? The next note?
The C is a flat 7.
Flat 7. Okay? So, for now, I will show you a shortcut later a shortcut to memorize all seven modes that's super fast and super easy and fun. But for now, you're just simply noticing that the third and seventh is flatted. Okay? We're going to move on to the next one. So that's called Dorian. Second mode is called Dorian. Actually, let's put him on that for a second so you can hear the sound of Dorian. So just jam on C major, but starting and ending on a D note. Take your same C scale, yeah, and just start and end on D. You have to obviously know one position of a major scale in order to do these modes.
Right.
But starting and ending on D. Songs like from the 60s, whatever song that's called, I don't remember. Incense and Peppermints, I don't know. I'm dating myself over here. Or Oye Como Va. Santana uses this mode a lot. Or, I ain't got nobody that I can depend on. You know, and they're not in this key, but that's the progression. A lot and lots of Dorian in pop music. We're gonna move on to the next note, the next mode, which is called Phrygian. Phrygian. Are you with me? Phrygian,
yes,
is P-H-R-Y-G-I-A-N. P-H-R-Y-G-I-A-N. We're gonna take the E of the C major scale and make that the tonic. So the notes are obviously E, F, G, A, B, C, D.
Right? So,
and we're going to analyze that in respect to the key of E. The key of E, where did the key of E come in? We're in the key of C, damn it. No, but what I'm saying is we're analyzing the intervals with respect to the key of E because E is now the tonic.
A flat two.
So he's saying that F is a flat two. Because normally the major scale is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. You would have known that by now listening to this. And so, yeah. But instead he's got... So that's flat. What about the G?
Also flat three.
Yes. And then A?
Yeah, is a normal four.
Four. B is five.
C is a flat six.
Flat six. How'd you get that so quickly? How'd you know that?
Because I know... I know C sharp is in the key of E.
So he knows his harmony. He knows his keys. He knows his... If you know the circle of fifths and everything like that, or however you get there by music theory, this course in modes presupposes your knowledge of all that stuff. But yes, C is a flat six. If you didn't know that, you would just take E and play a major scale on one string by ear. You know, using whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, and you'd see that at the sixth scale degree, it's C sharp, but we ain't got C sharp here. We got C, so that's a flat six. And what about the D? It's a flat seven. So for now, I'm going to show you a shortcut to memorizing these modes. But so right now we're doing it longhand, and we're doing it on purpose. I could give you the secret sort of like thing to memorize, so that you can get all the modes, but it wouldn't mean anything. It's kind of like when you were shown the major times tables when you're in grade school. At least in my case, we had to do it longhand before we were hip to the benefits of memorizing our stupid multiplication tables, which no one likes to do, or no one liked to do, right? They made you do it longhand for like 2 or 3 days. At least this is the way they did it in my school. Maybe because I went to Catholic school, but you know, you had to do, instead of 3 times 6, you had to do 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3, and add that shit up, right? Excuse my language. And you'd finally get to 36, and you'd be like, oh man, okay. 4 instead of 4 times 8, 4 plus 4 plus, obviously I'm making a point here, right? 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4, blah, 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 blah. And by the time you add all that crap up, you get to 40. What's 4 times 8 is 24. I almost said 48. No, 4 times 8 is 32. I'm sorry, 4 times 8 is 32. So, thanks for correcting me. So, anyway, you got the point. And then they said, okay, well, we'll show you a much faster way. And now you're like, okay, I got it now. I'm happy to learn my times tables. And this is the same thing with modes. We're doing it the long way on purpose so that you appreciate later what's to come. So, the definitions, I'm going to speed this up a little bit because I've milked this to death. The fourth mode is called Lydian, L-Y-D-I-A-N. Fifth mode is called Mixolydian, L-Y-D-I-A-N. The sixth mode is called Aeolian, which is A-E-O-L-I-A-N. And the seventh mode is called Locrian, L-O-C-R-I-A-N. We're going to continue from there.